George, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tim.
All right, George, we got about 3 minutes, so we got to go pretty quickly here.
Okay. My wife and I are building a house that we're bought from purchase, using purchase plans.
Okay.
And there's a discrepancy in the dimensions. There is a sheet labeled elevations that has the correct elevations. But there's another sheet that has a section for the master bedroom, which has a tray ceiling. And it has dimensions that are about 2 feet off for the height of the ceiling.
Okay.
And there's a general note at the front that says the builder shall verify all dimensions.
Okay.
However, the framers, when they built it, didn't cross-check, and they built the room with ceilings that are about 2 feet short. And we called up the architect, and the architect says, hey, it ain't my fault. We have a note in there.
That's right.
And the builder says, I have a note in the contract that says that any errors are the owner's fault. So it just seems like somebody ought to take responsibility. I know I didn't do it. And
I can't understand that contract where the contract says that, you know, that it's your fault. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. You need to have a real heart to heart meeting with the are we still in the framing stage? Nothing else is up. I mean, what kind of an effort would it be to change this and raise those walls up? I mean, what's above it at this point? Has the roof already been put on?
The gable above it has been framed in.
Okay, but there's no shingles on the roof yet. Is there any roof sheathing on yet?
The sheathing is on.
Okay. I think you need to have a heart-to-heart with the builder and say, look, I mean, the plans are pretty clear, you know, that, and we need to fix this because it's just not right and I'm not going to be happy. You know, in other words, you've got to exert a little bit of pressure on this guy. It's not realistic. I mean, how can mistakes be your fault? You're not building it.
Right.
You know, and I'm a little worried about that contract. I mean, I guess you didn't see that clause in the contract. I mean, because I would have that clause would have been stricken out if it had been me. If I would have been the homeowner. That,
all right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, just have a heart to heart with him and say we got to fix this. We've got to figure out how we're going to do this. We can't go any further until we fix it.
Thank you very much.
All right, George. Good luck, pal. All right, Susan. I need you to hang on, pal. So don't go away. We're almost out of time here. We're going to be going to Denny's show here at the top of the hour. So if you do have gardening questions, you know what to do. Give them a call at 749-1035, and you'll be able to get all of your questions answered about grass and bushes and trees and everything else. But I also want to let you know, during the week, if you have questions, askthebuilder.com. That's the place to go. And I've got some... And if you also want to hear the show again, remember, I record the show each week, and then I load the radio show up to the website so that if you're thinking during the middle of the week, like, gosh, I can't remember what Tim said about that situation, no worries, man. We've got the segment there, and I break the whole show apart, meaning you don't have to listen to all the commercials. You don't have to listen to all the jibber-jabber. I've got each distinct phone call right there ready for you, ready to go, you know, week by week. So it's really pretty cool. And what do I want to tell you? Oh, I wanted to let you know that coming up in the next newsletter, I'm going to give you the results of what happened with respect to this big, huge special sale where I had put all my bid sheets on sale for just one price, the bid library. There's only 20 copies left, so if you're not a subscriber on my newsletter, you want to be. Go to the website, look in the upper right-hand corner, sign up, and you're going to see a neat announcement coming through. We're almost out of time. I appreciate you listening today. You've been listening to Tim Carter, the Ask the Builder Show, and it's on WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.